This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of the special 100-day campaign with a focus of high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling the support of patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs and the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and to do their bit to eliminate TB. Earlier responding to the post of the Union Health Minister G.P. Nadda, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the initiatives like Nishchay Mitras and the shorter and effective treatments have significantly reduced the TB incidence, improved recovery rates and reinforced India's global leadership in the combating of TB. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister G.P. Nadda has expressed confidence and the TB eradication program will proved to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that it is a matter of immense pride for India that Archbishop George Kuvakar will be elevated as the cardinal by Pope Francis. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government of India has sent a delegation led by the Union Minister George Kurian to witness this ceremony. He added that prior to the ceremony, the Indian delegation also called on the Pope Francis. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday laid the foundation stones for different projects, including three railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in North Orissa connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. He also initiated the projects of Tribal Research and Development Center, a 52.4 crore rupees 100-bed hospital and the development project for upgrading the Dan Bose airstrip at Rairangarpur in her home district in Mayurbhanj. The new railway lines of Bagri Posi to Goru Masihini and Badamfar to Keju Jharghar and Badamara to Chakolia. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, which was launched in 2016, has transformed financial access in the country. According to the study titled Open Banking and Digital Payments, the implication for the credit access, UPI has enabled nearly 3,000 million individuals and across 50 million merchandise to perform the seamless digital transactions. As per the study, 75% of all the digital retail payments in India were done through UPI by October last year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need for a more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve the global conflicts. He pointed towards the negotiation rather than continued warfare in Russia-Ukraine conflict. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at a panel discussion at Conflict Mediation in New Era at Doha Forum 2024 in Qatar yesterday. The minister spoke that India's balanced role in Russia-Ukraine conflict and expressed support from the global south affected by rising the cost. The 22nd Doha Forum began yesterday with the theme, The Innovation Imperative, and the event brings together over 4,500 participants from more than 150 countries. Syrian rebels have reportedly launched an operation to encircle the government-held capital city of Damascus after seizing the nearby towns. The spokesperson of the rebel coalition, led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham Group, said that the final phase of the operation to the circle Damascus has started. However, the Syrian Defense Ministry denied that the forces are withdrawing from Damascus region, accusing the rebels of spreading panic. To advance, this comes to Syrian rebels taking control of the southern cities of Dara and Suweida in Syrian regime continuing to pull out the troops from areas across the country. In cricket, Australia continued to dominate the ongoing second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval. The visitors were 128 for 5 to draw the stumps on day 2 at trailing runs of 29. And that is the end of this news bulletin.